Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of the Reloading Rag Chew, or at least it will be called that until I come up with a better name. My name's Rick, and I figured I'd start this just to kind of discuss some of the things that commonly come up on reloading forums, Facebook, so on and so forth, that are, I think, worth a verbal discussion over some typing that doesn't really translate through all the way. So, a little bit about myself. I've been reloading for about 14 years now, on and off. Started with a RCBS press. Quickly found that it was not the right thing for what I wanted to do. I was at the time mostly a pistol shooter, and reloading pistol rounds on a single stage is not really a great way to save yourself any money, because if you value your time in any way, shape, or form, it's not really worth it. Over the years, I have owned a number of different presses, two different RCBSs, two Pro 1000s at one point, a Lee turret press. Currently, I have a Square Deal B and a Lee turret press. I've also dabbled with shotgun reloading. So while I'm not going to claim to be an expert in any little bit, I have at least tasted a lot of the different flavors of reloading. And that's actually the first thing I wanted to talk about on this first episode. I think it's something that really, I see this problem a lot, and I think that a lot of people don't even realize what they're doing. There's a lot of different reasons that people reload. And based on those reasons, affects their choices. I see a lot of people that, you know, oh, if you don't, you know, drink the blue Kool-Aid, or, you know, you're not a real reloader. Well, let's say that someone reloads purely for hunting, and they might reload 200 rounds a year. Do they really need to spend that kind of money and deal with that kind of setup for that? Or does a quality single stage press like an RCBS or even a Lee breech lock or a Forster coax make sense? On the same token, you can have someone who is a competition reloader. I've got a very good friend of mine. He reloads one round. He reloads 40 caliber. He reloads the exact same bullets. Every time he reloads with one powder, he's never tried a different kind of powder. He reloads one primer. Why? Because he got into it not for the reloading, but because he needed to be able to shoot more for the same amount of money. He needed to be able to generate his own ammunition. He needed to be able to have guaranteed quality ammo, which, if you've ever shot in competition, you'll discover that actually finding reliable ammo that meets power factor at a reasonable price can be rather difficult. So, and that's what I want to talk about, is that there's a lot of reasons to reload. I'll say of all of the reasons, there's only one that I would consider a bad reason, which is I am reloading to save money, because as anyone will tell you, once you start reloading, you don't save money by the definition of save. You may shoot more for the same amount of money. You may get more rounds per dollar, but saving money means not spending it. It's the same thing as, oh, well, the TV was $300 off at the store, so I bought it. I saved $300. No, you didn't save $300. You still spent $600. You just got it cheaper than $900. If you didn't need the TV, you're still in the hole $600. So that's the only reason that I will ever say is a dumb reason. Now, if you're trying to use this as an excuse of why you should buy all this equipment to your significant other, go ahead, perfectly fine. Have fun with that. So, of the reasons I've seen that people reload, one I already covered, competition shooters. You need ammo that typically you want something that's a little bit better quality than your average Winchester white box, you know, any of the junk that they sell at Walmart for $9 for 50, you want something a little better. Often you have to meet a power factor level, which is something that a lot of people don't realize, is when you're shooting competition, especially for pistol, The power factor is defined as the bullet weight times the velocity divided by 1,000. So if you're shooting a 135 grain bullet at 1,000 feet per second, do the math, you got 135 power factor. That's a really easy one. Most pistol competitions have a minimum power factor. Some will have two, one will be minor and one will be major. Now, the cost of not hitting that power factor for those people at a major match can mean disqualification or getting bumped to a different classification that you're not competitive in. If you're shooting 45 ACP and you get bumped down to minor with a bunch of people who have twice the magazine capacity because they're shooting 9mm, all of a sudden you've got a problem. So that's a big reason why a lot of people start reloading. Great presses for those people are the Dillon series, the lock and load, the progressive presses. Why? Because they're doing it to crank out ammo. It needs to be fairly precise ammo, but it doesn't need to be single stage, weigh every charge. You know, if their charges vary a tenth of a grain or two tenths of a grain, who cares? It's not a big deal. Another common one is hunters. Hunters want the best ammo out. And, you know, I've talked to some guys that really feel like it's part of the hunting process. If you do it with a bullet that you created, you know, you're really following the whole thing through. I guess if you wanted to do that, you'd build the rifle and then you'd load the rounds and all the way through. But a lot of hunters, you know, they're in a very different boat than those competition shooters. They're going to load enough for their pet load. You know, they're trying to save some money. Good hunting ammo is quite expensive. You can be talking $2 or $3 a round, even for stuff that seems fairly common. And a lot of the really cutting-edge hunting bullets out there are not really widely available in factory loads. So these guys, you know, 300 rounds a year may be a lot for them, but those 300 rounds, every single one needs to count. Every single one needs to be precise. That's why they hand load. For them, that's where a single stage press is typically a great option. Then you get into some others. Say the guy that just, you know, he goes shooting every weekend with his buddies. He's just looking for some cheap ammo. You know, he's one where he could use any number of different presses, depending. He doesn't probably need the precision that like a Dillon gets you. But he may like that if he doesn't like tinkering with things, because most of the other progressive presses require a bit more maintenance to them. Some people are wildcatters. I'm one of those myself. I shoot 277 Wolverine, which is almost at this point not a wildcat. 6mm Mongoose, a 6.5 by 6.8, and I'm playing with some others that are up and coming. For us, we often reload because we don't have a choice. No one out there makes 6mm Mongoose ammo. It just doesn't happen, so you have to reload. On the same token, there's people who reload for antique rifles. There's cartridges that may have existed 100 years ago and you have a rifle for it. No one makes it anymore because there's only a few hundred of those left. There's no profit in making that ammo. Well, if you can take some existing cartridges or even take the few remaining ones that are out there and reload them and put a little bit more life into that, that's really cool. You're getting to shoot something that most people have never seen, much less could even, you know, it's not like they can go to the store and find one and pick up a box of ammo and hit the range. So there's those of us that reload because we have to for the calibers that we're in. There's some that load because the calibers that they shoot are prohibitively expensive. You know, if you've ever priced 338 Lapua, you know, $5-6 a round. You know, reloading is a great way to bring that down into something that's not quite as painful on the wallet every time you pull the trigger. Another one of that brings up precision rifle shooters. You're never going to get out of a factory machine the precision that you can get if you inspect every single round. And that's what precision shooters care about. That every round is perfect, that the brass is matched, that the bullets are matched down to the tenth of a grain, that the primers are matched, that the case necks are turned perfectly for their rifle. You know, no one out there is selling a box of ammo that fits your rifle perfectly because it was previously fired through your rifle. So there's another one of people who want more precise ammo than you can buy. And that's why I say, when we're looking at this kind of stuff, you've really got to look that there's, you know, I'll see all the time if someone will, you know, they'll say, hey, I got this cool new press, blah, blah, blah. And of course there's someone in the comments, which part of this is because it's Facebook and there's jerks all over Facebook. There's going to always be someone in the comments that sits there and they dog them and they go, oh, well, that you should buy a Dylan or you should buy a Lee or you should, but you spent too much on that. You spent too little on that. That's unreliable. Whatever the argument is, there's always someone doing it. And what a lot of times they don't realize is they're in a completely different boat than the person that they're talking to. You know, a great example is I really like my Lee Turret press. I think it's one of, I'm not going to say it's the most accurate press ever created. It's definitely not. It has some inherent flaws that I've, you know, worked out of it, but they're still there. But one of the things I love about it is the ease of changing caliber. I reload for about a dozen different calibers, and with that one, for as simple as throwing a different turret on it and changing the shell holder, I can change and crank through some ammo on something, and then I can flip it around and remove the advancing rod, and all of a sudden I can single stage load stuff, you know, if you're loading with a traditional loading block. So, you know, I think that that's a widely versatile press. Is it the most accurate? No. Is it the fastest? No. But it fits my style and what I care about the most. For the same reason, I recently switched to a Square Deal B for my pistol reloading, because when I'm reloading pistol, I'm really just in it for the volume. I do shoot I-Core, and finding 45 ACP loads that fit with the I-Core power factor of 135 is hard. I really like having the downloaded rounds. But that being said, a lot of it is just because if I shoot competitions with 45 ACP at full rack rates, I'm not going to go to as many competitions. I also like being able to load them to fit my revolver, you know, ensure that the crimp is perfect so that they just fall right in. So, you know, when you're talking on online forums and when you're looking at this, keep in mind that there are a lot of different reasons that people reload. Some people, and I'll say that I'm one of them, reloading is a hobby, just as much as shooting is. I get enjoyment out of reloading. Some people don't. Some people, it's a necessary evil to pursue their other hobbies. Not for me. I really enjoy it. After my daughter was born, I actually found that I enjoyed it even more because it was a hobby that I could, whether I had 5 minutes or whether I had 30 minutes, I could do something. And if she started crying or needed something or it was bedtime, I could turn the light switch off and I was done. So I've really discovered even more how much I like it. And, you know, for people who kind of like the precision work, they like the tinkering and stuff like that, it can really be a great hobby. Who is reloading not for? You know, that comes up, you know, should I reload? Shouldn't I reload? It's a fairly narrow group of people. I'm not going to say everybody should reload. That's bullshit. But what I will say is if you're the kind of person that just wants things now, you know, why is Amazon Prime shipping too slow? Why isn't it here yet? It might not be for you. It is a process, even with the fastest reloader, even with a Dylan 1050 cranked up with an auto drive, it still takes work. Also, if you're someone who is not at least moderately mechanically inclined or interested, you definitely don't need to know anything. There's tons of tutorials out there. You know, I'm not going to say, oh, if you can't rebuild an engine, you shouldn't reload. But if you have no interest in it, if you're the kind of person that calls an electrician when the circuit breaker blows, or if you don't even have the first idea of how to check the oil in your car and don't really care, it's probably not for you. I once saw a question on a forum that was, what's the best progressive press out there that requires no maintenance? Well, that doesn't exist. There are some that are very low maintenance, but you are dealing with a mechanical device with moving parts. It will require maintenance. And I don't care what brand you go with, whether it's red, blue, green, purple, yellow, whatever. Every press out there is going to occasionally have issues. Every press is going to require maintenance. So if you're the kind of person that doesn't like doing anything like that, reloading is probably not for you. And then the last one is if you are lazy. And I'm going to expound on lazy. Lazy isn't just, you know, I don't want to get up off the couch, but lazy is also, I don't care to learn this. Laziness in reloading is how you get hurt. Laziness in reloading is not double checking what powder you're using. Laziness is not inspecting your cases. Laziness is, you know, you see an issue, you see a potential issue, you see bullets seating too deep, and yeah, who cares, I'll just shoot them. Laziness is not doing the research on your own. And by research, I don't mean just hopping on an online forum or a Facebook and saying, how do I do this? That's one of the biggest trends that I see that concerns me nowadays, is people who just, they want every answer. And that's not what reloading is about. It doesn't matter what of those reloaders you are. You're going to have to do some experimenting. You're going to have to learn. You're going to have to research for your particular caliber and your particular firearm. And you're going to have to do some trial and error. So if you're lazy, if you want to approach this as a, I dump the bullets in here, I dump the powder in here, and I dump the primer in here, and I pull this handle until it's empty, it's not going to work out for you. So just, you know, as we're going through and as you see these issues, you know, as you see people post up issues and you're sitting there kind of scratching your head like, why is he doing this? Think about what he might be trying to do. And he might not be doing it right for what he's trying to do, but keep in mind that people are all different. And part of that is you can't make recommendations just based off of someone saying, I need a press. Well, what do you want to do with it? Are you trying to reload hunting ammo? Are you trying to crank out ammo for shooting matches? Are you doing this just because you've got one gun that you can't buy ammo for? Why are you doing it? Because that's going to drive. If I was talking to a guy that I was shooting with, and he was saying, you know, I thought about getting into reloading, and I almost had the money saved up, and I just couldn't quite get there, you know. You know, I really wanted that Dillon 550, and I'm like, wait, so because you couldn't afford a 550 from the start, you never got into it. You know, you could have bought a Lee press for $40 off of Amazon and a set of dies for $30 or $40, and you could have been reloading. And later down the road, if that didn't work for you, you could have bought a better press and probably reused those dies and reused the powder and the primers that you picked up over time. So, you know, part of it's a barrier to entry thing. We don't, you know, as reloaders, don't tell someone that the only way is a 650 or even, you know, on the single stage side, a Forster coax or something like that, because it's not true. Plenty of people started reloading with cheap presses, and many of them are the ones that are still doing it today. I swear I actually see more high-end presses of all varieties for sale with bought it and decided reloading wasn't for me, or bought it and never used it, you know, new in box, but it's 4 years old. Because people buy that kind of stuff without ever trying it. So yeah, keep it low. Keep an open mind when you're talking on forums and when you're looking at Facebook posts of what someone might be trying to do and why. And it'll help them a lot more. It'll help them more if you can say, yeah, for hunting, this isn't a bad choice, versus, you know, that was stupid, but, you know, you should have bought red, or you should have bought blue, or you wasted your money, or whatever. You know, think about it. So, and whoever you are, you know, there's all walks of life. There's things I, you know, like I said, I've just dabbled in shotgun reloading, partially because I've never really shot that much shotgun to make it worth it. I'm not much into precision rifle reloading. I'm looking to get into it, but, you know, I really don't know all the details of that. But I know what I know, and I try and help people out with those topics. But I'm never going to judge anyone for their press choice. Even a Lee loader with the little hammer thing, those are cool. If that's what you can afford and that's what makes ammo enough for you, go for it. The more people we have in the hobby, the better. Yeah, I know it causes some shortages on components and stuff, but in the end, the more people we have, the more market we have, the better. So a big part of this is never, ever, ever turn people away unless they're lazy or sloppy, because those are the people who lead to bad press. So, well, I know that this is probably a short first episode because, you know, I really don't have a whole lot of other content to fill this in with. I should be throwing an email address down in the comments if you've got any questions, if you've got any comments, if you've got any wonderful hate mail for me, feel free to forward it over. I'm going to start kind of perusing the Facebook and reloading groups, looking for kind of some common questions that I can fairly easily, you know, help out with, just to kind of discuss it. So if you've got any of those kind of things, if you see questions popping up, anything like that, feel free to forward them over to me. And otherwise, happy loading, safe shooting, always wear your eye protection, and keep the primers the right side up.